What's going on, everybody? This is Jesse Carter over at the Pro Wrestling Shoot Podcast, and you are listening to Conrad Cushman and Everything Pro Wrestling. And Derek, I'm with you, my man. Fuck trios matches.
It's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast, Josh and Peyton, here to remind you all that college basketball season is right around the corner. Yes, we finally know it's right around the corner. And Peyton, there's only one place people should go for all the college basketball excitement.
Well, Josh, the only place to find all college basketball hoops all the time is Everything College Basketball. Everything College Basketball can be listened to on several podcast hosting sites, like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And we can also be found on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/EverythingCollegeBasketball.
Yes, make sure you are joining the group with a couple other 100 people and growing by the day as we march into year number 3 of the Everything College Basketball networking system. Now, let's get back to Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by my co-host, Derek.
Yo, yo.
And before we get into this episode, we are sponsored today by Manscaped. Manscaped has all the latest and greatest in grooming tools for you guys. So if you guys go to manscaped.com and you want to put in our promo code EPWSHOW, you can save 20%. And not only are you helping the podcast, you're helping yourself. You can get to clip in those family jewels so that they're not bleeding like Moxley and Danielson will be at the pay-per-view. So make sure you guys go to manscaped.com and take care of those. And we are also sponsored by powerslam.tv. Use our promo code EPWSHOW and get one free month of independent wrestling on us when you sign up. So make sure you guys do that. And Derek, we are going to talk AEW Dynamite, February 23rd, 2022. Lots of good things to talk about tonight when it comes to pro wrestling, and I'm glad you guys are here with us. Let's get into the show. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Hey, how's it going, everybody? How's it going? How's it going? Do me a favor, guys. If you are in here right now watching the stream, make sure you guys hit that like button for us. Show us some love. Spread the word. If you're listening to us on the podcast, leave us a 5-star review. I don't ask too much. Help a brother out, man. We're doing great numbers right now. A lot of good things in rotation. Life is good. Let's see here. B-Boy Skyline. Got to give some shout out to the people in the chat watching us live on YouTube. B-Boy Skyline says Machine Gun Kelly will join WWE 2K22 as a post-launch playable character. Come on, Derek.
Boo.
Not a Machine Gun Kelly fan?
Nah, he was good back when he first came out. He's not that guy anymore.
And doesn't he wear like blood around his neck or something now?
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Listen, that's somebody's guy out there.
I mean, to each his own, bro. But
to each his. All right. To be fair, I can't wait for the. I saw somebody tweet. I can't remember who. I think it was Viking Size Gamer. Shout out to him. They definitely put. Can't wait to see Machine Gun Kelly gets 50 finishers in the new 2K video game.
I'm down with that.
Those will be popular. J-Hub says, as always, it's me. Give me a shell, yeah. What's going on, J-Hub? That's the fishing line. I miss Shark Boy, man. Good stuff. Azan says, chocolate giddy up. I don't know what that means, Azan, but hello to you as well, good sir. BJ said, what's up, everybody? BJ, what's good, brother? Good to see you in here.
Yo, BJ. This weekend, bro, I'm locked in on Demon Slayer.
Uh-oh, here we go. B-Boy Skyline says, Buffalo versus everyone.
Stop it.
Yo, hey, listen.
Stop it, bro.
Listen, it was respectable. We had a Buffalo guy in the main event of Dynamite tonight. We can't be mad. Big pause on the pump, my man, JPQ. What's going on? JPQ says, hashtag watch Stardom. Make sure you guys show some love to the ladies of Stardom. Wonderful promotion over there. If you've never checked it out, highly recommend it. And I highly recommend you listen to my man, JPQ. He is on the PWI podcast. So give him some love. He has a Joshi podcast on there. Really good. Chad saying, what's up to both of us? What's up, Chad? What up? Deanna says, hey, peeps. What's up, Deanna? Hey, Thank you. Azan said, in the words of TLC, it's never going to happen. The Butcher and the Blade in the House of Black. You're hurting my soul, bro. Don't do this to me.
It needs to happen, bro.
Six said, nice background. Thank you, good sir. Thank you. I did not make it. I definitely got this off of Google, I believe. I think I found it on someone had art for it, and it was nice. So shout out to whoever did this. Credit to them. Ray says, Euro from Respect, the craft podcast. He's got some good stuff going up. Look who showed up tonight. Jesus De Leon. What's up, Jesus? What is good, bro? MJF ain't never been good. Fuck you mean, Six said. I know that was in the first 5 minutes, right. But it was a good promo tonight. Gonna play as KO and powerbomb MGK off the stage through a table. I'm not mad at you for that, BJ. I'm not mad. He's known as Megan Fox's fiance. Sick is mad rude with it.
But it's true, though. That's
BJ's.
Who's the biggest star, bro?
Well, I mean, to be fair, they're kind of, well. BJ says, yes, Derek, you'll love it. Logan Paul, the future MVP of Mania. Cut it out.
Stop.
Let's see here. Evening Jocelyn says, what's up, Jocelyn? Jocelyn, I got to know what you thought of Pentagon. Yeah, he had some good shit.
He definitely did.
Had some good shit tonight. So I thought it was really fun. We're going to get into this. Deanna is talking about who we finally got revealed as All Elite, and we are going to go over all of that for you guys. Appreciate it. If you guys don't already know, though, we had a really good video yesterday. I was in it by myself running solo, but we talked about the AEW video game. And I did a SWOT analysis. This is sounding real business nerdy, but it was actually really fun, I think. And a lot of people seem to have digged it. A SWOT analysis of what AEW games can learn from the AKI series. Some of the best wrestling games around. If you've ever played WCW versus NWO World Tour, WCW NWO Revenge, WrestleMania 2000, No Mercy. Some of the best games out there, man. So when you guys are ready for that video game talk, you know everything pro wrestling's got you for that. So if you guys have any ideas, whatever, leave me a comment in there. Show us some love on that if you haven't already. Got great traction on the video already, and I'm loving what I'm seeing from it. So thank you guys for that. Derek, let's talk some Dynamite.
Let's get into it.
Tonight, Derek, we opened up. We had a tag team battle royal. Now, the winners of this tag team battle royal will get to go to Revolution, taking on Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. I've been very impressed with what they've been doing lately. I don't know how you've been feeling, but I think this is a good look. It's a nice way to add two tag teams. Do you think two battle royals is a little overkill for you, Derek? I feel like it is. Like, I feel like you could have did one battle royal and had the final two teams be the end, yeah. But I don't know. You don't like trios matches, so I wanted to hear your thoughts on a battle royal.
Sloppy.
No, not the match yet. I'm just talking about the battle royal. Look at you. Anytime there's multiple people in a match, that's the first thing this man goes to.
I definitely think that's the way to go. Or you could do a tournament, but then that would probably. Actually, no. You know what? I like the battle royale, but I think a tournament would have been a little bit more Well constructed.
I think, but you've done so many tournaments.
This is true. You have done a lot of tournaments, but you have a lot of people in one ring.
Yeah. So it's kind of a mixed bag for what do you expect from it? What do you hope to get from this?
Right.
But we're going to get two winners, so it's going to eventually lead to a three-way tag title match, which is pretty cool. So getting into this, Derek, Tag Team Battle Royal, I'll let you get into your thoughts. You've already made it pretty apparent what you think of this. No Microsoft Store. We do not want anything new. What do you got, though, for us, Derek, on this?
I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but it could have been fleshed out a little bit better. Like
Battle Royals are tough, though, too, because you got people, and people call it like the stand around, and then you're kind of like, hit me. Club me in the corner. It's not our time yet to do whatever X, Y, and Z.
Right, and that's why I'm not big on the battle royals, because it's just like you for that aspect you have to stand there. But like, all right, listen, it ain't our spot yet. You know, it's I want to see the big moves. I want to see like the wrestling. I want to see the transitions. The battle royals are just not it for me, bro.
I hear you. I get it. It doesn't do it for you. During them. Honestly, for this one, guys, this show, I really don't have a lot of notes because I was more focused on the action and what was happening in the ring. But I will say this. I do think that the Butcher looked really good in this match.
He did. I was actually happy to see him back. And he lost a little bit of weight.
No, Butcher was looking clean, bro.
Like he was looking real sharp.
The man was playing no games when we got into this. So eventually we get down to the final six. So there were some people eliminated. It had to go that way. But tag team, so in AEW, in Tag Team Battle Royals, it's not one guy gets eliminated and the team's out. It's until both members of the team are out, which I like. I like that better personally.
That is better that way.
So we eventually get to Matt Jackson of the Young Bucks, John Silver of the Dark Order, Dax Harwood of FTR, Kyle O'Reilly of Red Dragon, Trent Beretta for the Best Friends, and Santana of Proud and Powerful. Bro, this was fire. They really got into it. Trent Beretta definitely got saved a couple times. He had the spot where like he landed on Orange Cassidy's shoulders. Mm-hmm. Orange was struggling to put them glasses on. He's like, stop moving. Stop moving. Santana and Ortiz, I thought, looked really good in here, minus when Ortiz ate that double super kick.
Oh.
That man went down.
They didn't have to do him like that.
Yeah, he was finished. But eventually they both get eliminated. Both guys go over the top rope and they're out. Bobby Fish helped out his tag partner. He was not in the match. He was illegally on the outside, but he came over and helped Kyle O'Reilly when he was in trouble with Dax Harwood. I always wondered like how that would play out. And this really made me wonder, like, we could get a really dope gauntlet match in AEW, I think, with a lot of these teams.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see like a multi-man team match with like Red Dragon, the Bucks, FTR, Santana and Ortiz. You could put a lot of pairings in there and do that. I know you're not Mr. like multi-man match, but I think you could do something good.
You could. It could be so much of a pristine match, but it has to be done right. Like, everybody has to know where their spots are, when to do a move, when to not do a move. Like, when you have too many people, you have to think. And
so did you think the ending was better than the first half of it?
Yes.
That I think because there's less people in the ring.
Yes. But it's weird though, because I will watch the Royal Rumble.
That's different though, because it's spaced out and you can tell a story. Everyone starts in the ring in the Battle Royal.
Right. So I just
Battle Royal schematics. So we get down to the final three. It's Matt Jackson, Kyle O'Reilly, and John Silver. They know. Yo, John Silver looked great in this. Deanna just brought that up. Where is her comment? It's all jumping around the ring. Yeah, it's all jumping around in this. I'll get to your comments in 1 second. Deanna, I know, said it though. Silver looked great in this. I thought Silver and the Butcher really stood out, like, as the top two. Like, yo, they're doing stuff with these guys.
Yeah, I can't even piggyback off of that, bro. It's it is what it is. They did their thing.
I know, that's all I can remember though, was Silver with those little arms just flexing. He was going in. I love it. So eventually, Matt Jackson and Kyle O'Reilly work together. You know, they're doing the whole, well, we're lead and we're all friends with Kyle or Adam, excuse me. So we're good. And little do we know, Matt Jackson's about to dump Silver and double cross by Kyle O'Reilly immediately dumps him out as he's dumping him out.
Yep. Over the top.
That SOB. So Red Dragon has earned the first spot in the Revolution Tag Team Tournament. By the way, subscribe to the channel because we will be covering AEW Revolution here that night. So make sure you guys are here showing some love. We have been joined by some people here. Let's get into some of this. Ian Glacier is back. What's going on, Ian? Thank you for joining us.
Yo, yo.
Heartbreak Kid Tokyo, Stone Cold. I heard KO hates Texas and beer. Ian says, you know why my nickname is 17th? Because my birthday is March 17th. Well, your birthday's coming up in a month, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us know. We'll give you a birthday shout out.
Absolutely.
Buddy, oh, you guys are jumping ahead, Ace. I'm ready for it, though. Ace is excited. BJ said, I found out yesterday that WCW World Tour and Revenge outsold No Mercy and WrestleMania 2000. Couldn't believe it when you hear how many people had loved the latter ones. Yeah, I would believe it. I think No Mercy is just regarded as the best game. Derek, what's your favorite out of the AKI series while people are talking about it?
Oh, man, bro. I don't even know, dude. Because, like, I could sit there and play No Mercy all day.
I'm telling you right now.
WrestleMania 2000 was dope.
WrestleMania 15 party at my man, I won't say his whole name, Julian's house. We were the tag team champs in the tournament. We were going round robin. We beat everybody's ass.
We whooped on everybody. Bro,
that was fun.
It was fun. Yo, I'm definitely. Yo, are we still looking for this, bro? Because I guarantee you, I will find that game.
No, dude, listen. I have the games. I don't have the system. I'll find it.
The system, bro.
We gotta look in my basement. There's a lot of shit down there.
Yo, I'll find the system, bro. I know I'll find it.
Let's see here. Young Bucks had a second opportunity next week. Yeah, so there is another battle royal, which is kind of weird, but they're gonna do another battle royal. Young Bucks will probably be in that again. So it's kind of a double chance battle royal. Yeah. B-Boy Skyline says, Double or Nothing makes his triumphant return to Vegas Sunday, May 19th. The tradition that started it all back in Sin City. Okay. Battle Royal was fun, Deanna said. MGK was a dope rapper. I listened to this guy before he blew up. Nice. Live, Wednesday, March 2nd. Yes. Speaking of the game, do you think wrestling games will implant the haptic feedback and adaptive triggers for the PS5? I think you could. I think, like, if the match gets really tight and the game knows that, you can have it where the buttons tense up so that people like feel nervous. That'd be something interesting to use. And random question, I know, but I wasn't here for that stream. Would like your view. Okay. Well, we answered that for you, Sick. Thank you for the question. I thought the Battle Royal was pretty good. One of its Battle Royals from AEW. Oh, one of the best Jesus said Battle Royals, he thought. Okay.
I guess you could say that. It's just too much for me.
Malik Murray says something I say all the time. AEW's got the best tag team division, period, bar none. Bro, when people were getting the lemon, I'm like, man, they got rid of this team already. And then you're like, dude, there's so many good tag teams still in this.
Still left. You know, it's just like, all right, well, you already know who's winning in other companies. But this one, it's like you had the opportunity to say, all right, well, they're going down. Oh, wait. No, they're not going down. They're going down.
They did good, man. Deanna says, John Silver got a few spots to shine. That was the comment I was talking about earlier. Fish was under the ring with Danhausen. Very nice. Dear, yes, I'm doing that. Bro, all I got to say is the tag team division this summer, we're going to see some good tag matches for sure. Elmo's in the house. Elmo, thank you. Elmo. It's a rock, Zoe. Ace said, Adam Cole will always be the peacemaker between Red Dragon and the Young Bucks. John Cena's a great peacemaker as well. Until it's time for him to turn on the Young Bucks. Yes, and we're... Elmo, this is not the spot for that, good sir. You better go back to Sesame Street with that. All right? Wouldn't be shocked if the Bucks get the other spot. Same. Mac Jones rules Buffalo. Shut Your Mouth is my favorite game. For sure, Malik. That's a good one. Def Jam Vendetta is the best game from AKI. Yeah. I don't know, man. There's people who say that Virtual Pro Wrestling 2 in Japan, they say that joint's no joke.
Yeah, I heard that one.
I may or may not know of a way to play those on PC. BJ, get in the DMs, bro. Get in the DMs. People are talking about Def Jam Fight for New York. I got a question. What was the best year for tag team wrestling in WWE? Which I think we're going to have different answers on this, Derek. What era would you say? Let's go era-wise. What's the best tag division? I'm going to say it's the golden era. I'm going to say it's the 80s with Bret Hart, the Brainbusters. You had Strike Force. You had the Rougeaus, the Bushwhackers. I know that's not much, but I'm not the biggest Bushwhackers fan. The who else was in there? Dude, Demolition. Freaking, I can't even think of everybody. The Rockers. How could I forget them?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other great tag teams. The Nasty Boys, you had Legion of Doom. The 80s were great, I think, for tag team wrestling.
I would say if we're talking like...
This is just you, personal opinion, bro.
No. I think if we're talking like top notch, the 80s era would be top notch. But then I'm going... If we're talking like... I don't want to say showmanship, but like... If you're talking like outstanding surprise kind of matches, I gotta go with like
the Attitude Era.
Attitude Era.
I knew he was gonna say that, dude. Dude loved the Hardys, Dudleys, Edge and Christian was his team.
Man, listen, what's the greatest tag team match you can remember? To me,
TLC two
ladder match was
TLC two awesome, WrestleMania, bro. Yeah,
shit was crazy.
Look how hype he is tonight. Derek's on some caffeine.
Man, listen, bro. That
Jocelyn said, I miss Kyle O'Reilly, but I did like Cool Kyle. Cool Kyle was weird. I don't know how I felt about him. Chucky will pop in soon. Tell Chuckaroo I said hello. Malik Murray says Attitude Era. Good stuff. Well, after the match, Hangman Adam Page comes out because he's got a score to settle with Red Dragon. Well, you know what happens. Time to beat the shit out of them on some cowboy shit. The Bucks let it happen. They're like, screw him. It's hands off. It's all you. Adam Cole then comes out. The Bucks don't help him either. They let him get beat down too. Very interesting. It's all starting to unravel. And what does he do? He pulls out a chair and he gets in the ring after giving a buckshot to Kyle O'Reilly. And he basically tells a story about Adam Cole and what they're going through. And it's building up to the match. Who says Hangman Page is not an important piece in AEW?
He felt great tonight, dude.
Like he was on point. He is someone who I think they're building up and building around. Do I think his title reign is going to be as long as the others before him? No, but I do think Hangman Page has been treated correctly in this.
I think Hangman will get like he'll have a go maybe like 2 or 3 more months with it. But in between that time, he's going to have some banger matches.
I can see it.
Tell me I'm wrong, please. Because I think he will.
And his time's going to come, bro. He's good. And I'm throwing it up in the chat right now, Derek. I need that like spike, baby. Come on in. Show me some love. You too, Chuckaroo. Chucky said, I took care of Elmo. I'm glad you were nice to our friends here. I like the Attitude Era, early Ruthless Aggression era for tag teams. Billy and Chuck for life. It's my squad. Adam gave a heck of a promo. Agreed, Deanna. Lots of great tag wrestlers paired with singles guys and work together really well consistently. Elmo is in the treehouse. Paige cut a great promo. Needed to hype up this match more. This is going to be a phenomenal match. I don't know if it closes the pay-per-view, though. No. I'm going to hold judgment to that. Right now, I feel like there's another match that should, and we're going to get into that momentarily here. Backstage, after Hangman Page went berserk on Red Dragon and Adam Cole, Tony Schiavone's backstage with Danielson. He's hyping up his match that he's going to face Daniel Garcia. Can't wait. More on that momentarily. MJF, bro, comes out with a tear in my eye. He is crying on the way to the ring. He cuts a promo about his life, bro.
This man had goosebumps the whole time. The man was like, I had never seen the man watch his promo intently since CM Punk's pipe bomb. Like,
chill on me here. There were two great promos on the show, actually. There were a couple moments tonight.
So MJF comes out cutting a promo about how he's been mistreated his whole life. He got on the football team. Nobody liked him. He thought he was starting to fit in, and all the football players and people threw quarters at him because he's Jewish. MJF cut this great promo, and he's crying the entire time. Bro, this dude keeps putting on performances like this. He is going to be Hollywood, bro.
Yeah. He might as well just go to acting.
Chill.
I'm just saying, chill. No, bro.
Listen, he's a hot commodity right now in pro wrestling. We can't afford to lose people to Hollywood all the time. But MJF is great in this role. And a lot of people are saying babyface MJF. I don't see it that way. He's playing Punk.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's tugging on those babyface heartstrings a little bit. Like,
he definitely is.
This is what BJ would call, what's the word I'm looking for, Derek? It begins with an L. Layers to the story that they've already laid the foundation for. And I think MJF being a fan, he's going to use that to his advantage. That absolutely. Punk never really cared about me, just like he doesn't really care about you. And I like it that MJF's making the angry people who were angry at Punk, the heels in the situation.
Yeah.
Because there are fans who were angry at CM Punk for all of this. As he did. No sympathy for MJF. That promo was awesome. Yes, he did a great job. And while he's cutting the teary-eyed promo, here comes CM Punk out. You think he's going to get a chance to say something? He looks around the ring post. He gets in the ring. And MJF just leaves. So remember last week, MJF didn't know what to say. He didn't know how to speak. He's got Punk playing into his hand. Here, eat. Eat from me. And this is why you shouldn't have went to Catholic school. This is why you shouldn't have went to Catholic school, Derek. Do you know what you really just did?
Emotional damage.
Shout out to Sister Genevieve. So getting back into this, it was a great promo. Really had you hooked. I can't wait for this dog collar match. We talk about it all the time. I can't wait to see what they do. This is one of my main events for that show.
Absolutely. This will be deep. It'll be really, really deep.
Hey,
and really good.
Jesus is saying MJF should never turn heel. It's going to be very hard for him to avoid that, I think.
Yes.
Jocelyn has violins on the screen. woof, woof. Matt Lopez has joined us. Matt Lopez must have knew I was going to mention that Raven CM Punk dog collar match. He showed right up in time. Yo, Matt Lopez has the most impressive Ring of Honor collection. If you guys aren't following him on Twitter, like, absolutely impressive. Love it. Love it. Better than that dog cage match. Big Boss Man Al Snow. Good times.
You guys are lucky that we would get hit with a copy.
MJF, Chad said MJF and Kyle from South Park team up next week. Let Rob book it. He'll tell you how to do it. Malik Murray says, how would you book MJF as a baby face?
Don't.
I think you got to let the fans naturally turn him face. That's what I would say. Like, if it's going to happen, let the fans do it.
Yeah, you got to let it happen that way. There's no other way for it. They have to.
100%, 100%. We're throwing the EPW logo up in the corner here. Let's get into our next match, Derek, which was a match that I think we were looking forward to.
Absolutely.
Are they the House of Black or are they the Knights of the Black Throne? Somebody pick a name.
I want to say it's the House of Black.
Maybe the group's the House of Black, and then maybe when it's him and Brody, it's supposed to be they're the Knights of the Black Throne. I don't know.
I want to say that whoever he's bringing in would be the Knights of the Black Throne, but I think him and Brody is House of Black.
Right. I saw Jesus write House of Black in the chat here. So looking at this, Derek, they come out. Malakai and Brody have their badass entrance. It looks great. Pack the bastard. I don't know why Justin Roberts emphasizes it so much.
Well, you know, I think it fits. It fits. If you don't do it that way, it's just kind of like, it doesn't bring you in. You need that emphasis. You need that extra
It sounds mad mean. That's all I'm gonna say.
It does.
It sounds spiteful.
But it's well deserved.
Now listen, I've been talking to my girl Jocelyn. She's been looking at some Lucha Underground. We've been talking in the DMs a little bit about pro wrestling. And Derek, tonight we finally got it. Alex Abrahante says sometimes you need change. And we're like, yo, is this dude leaving AEW? That's what I thought on Twitter.
Right.
And instead, we got him. He finally showed up. Pentagon Dark.
Penta Oscuro.
That was the name they gave him. Bro, this was great. If you, dude, I will geek out over Lucha Underground all day, every day. I absolutely love it. And when he came out with the darker attire, it just means he's going to turn more vicious. And I think it's one of the things he has that you're like, oh, Phoenix doesn't have that. Phoenix has the cool moves. Right. Pence has got the cool character. Mm-hmm. Pac's just a hybrid of just badassery and great moves that's different than what Phoenix does. This is a great team. If you ever have Trios titles, they have to have them at least once.
I don't want Trios titles, but if it does happen, these would be the group of guys that would get it.
For sure. So we get a match with these guys, man, and I absolutely loved it. And Alex Abrahantes came out. He looked like kind of like what's a nun, kind of like you ever see like nuns from the scary movies, like with the big coat with the hood over his head, and he had his face painted. He looked different, but he looked good. I thought he looked better than how he usually comes out.
Yes, I believe there is an actual name for that person. I can't remember what it's called, but I believe there is a name for it.
Look at this guy doing his Global 2 homework here. I like it. I like it.
Global 2.
House of the Black, Knights of the Black Throne. They might as well just add them all in there, Deanna, just like that. We got a Zahn chanting it in there already. Brody and Black as a team are the Knights of the Black Throne. And Matt Lopez also put Pentagon with Scary AF. House of Black and Penta was an awesome match. This was. I enjoyed this one a lot. Bro, I thought Vampiro was going to come out for a second. Y'all ain't ready for Vampiro and Pentagon. If you've never seen Lucha Underground, be prepared to be disgusted. Like, this is where a lot of the stuff that we see today where people doing, you're like, oh, what was that? They started it. They brought it back. This Penta surprised me. Yes. He's really great, man. He's like an unstoppable force when it comes to this. Julia Hart will be the next to join the House of Black. Could be. Let's see here. Don't call him that or Lucha Underground will sue. Ain't going to sue me. You ain't going to get nothing. Someone get the skewers. Penta is here. BJ, you're killing me. Lucha Underground lawyers are watching you, Conrad. I'm sorry. I love Lucha. I promote Lucha Underground. Go get the seasons. Pay for it. It's on iTunes, I believe.
And I think they have it on Tubi.
Tubi?
I believe they have it on Tubi.
They used to have it on Netflix. I don't know if they still do. Death from Bill and Ted's.
Great movies.
It was. Good reference there. See, Jocelyn says, I'm putting things together slowly. You're putting things together perfectly fine at your pace. No gatekeeping in pro wrestling. Wrestling is subjective.
Right.
Put that on a shirt, Rob. Buddy Matthews, Ace put, yes, we're going to get into this. We don't even really need to get into the match. Well, no, there is one spot that I do want to talk about. Bro, that spot where Brody King picked up Pac and put him on Penta's shoulders and then chopped him into a poison rana was ridiculous.
Dude, the emphasis on the chop, though, sound like a straight Viking.
Dude, it was perfect. It was perfect how they did it, man. And I just realized I did not hit the send on that like spike. So well done. So well done. They did it right. Pure evil. Pure evil how they handled everything with this. Malachi goes for his poison mist before Pentagon caught him by the mouth and was like, no. And he's like, you can see it like, sorry, bad term, drizzling out. it was coming out of his mouth. And inappropriate, Derek. Anywho, after it's done, he ends up going for a move, but instead he gets cradled by Pentagon, like in a victory roll kind of roll up, yep. Gets the dub. Post-match beatdown's about to happen. Alex Abrahante's got pushed like nothing, bro. Malachi is mean as hell.
Oh, he puts the mess out of him.
Yo. He ended up grabbing the shovel, putting the shovel on Pentagon Dark's throat, and as soon as that was about to happen, lights out. And who shows up but the one and only Buddy Matthews.
That boy was
good. He had a six pack. He came out there looking beast, and we didn't know what he was gonna do. I'm like, is he gonna fight Malachi and the boys? But like we said last week, there was someone else in that vignette. Mm-hmm. It was him, as we said. And Buddy Matthews eventually turns and starts beating on Pac and Pentagon. And it was weird. He seemed reluctant, but Malachi's like slapping him in the face and doing this. Bro, there's a story to be told here.
Yes.
Buddy is with him because Seth could not get him to the level to where he wanted to be. And he feels like he should have listened to Malachi after watching everything that he's doing now. That's the story you tell here with this. This could be really fun, I think.
Oh, this is going to be excellent, bro. I mean, I definitely feel like there's more space and opportunity for a few other people to be in the House of Black or Knights of the Black Throne, however you want to call it. I think there's a surprise in there because even though Buddy Matthews was the one that they were teasing in that vignette, I feel like somebody else was
there.
Oh,
don't start this, bro.
I feel like somebody else was there.
If it ain't the Butcher, the Blade, and the Bunny at this point, I don't care. All right? Well, unless it's Abaddon, too. She could fit in.
Abaddon should definitely be in there.
You would have to tweak her character, though. I think that's the problem with Abaddon, putting her on TV, because you can't have someone who's a zombie character be weak. True. But you can't also have them win all the time. And I think they're in a really weird position when it comes to it.
Yes.
Let's see here. Pro Wrestling Shoot, Jesse in the house. He said he didn't get to watch AEW tonight. Still on vacation in San Francisco.
Enjoy it.
And he said he hopes everyone enjoyed the show. Deanna said Malachi got choked up. Oh, show. Favorite Lucha Underground match? Oh, my gosh, man. I don't know. There's a lot of them. I'm going to go with it's between Pentagon and Vampiro. Or Marty the Moth and Pentagon, I believe it was. Those were two great matches. Soon to be on MLW, Buddy Matthews. He's going to be all over the place. Buddy is going to be the one who will break apart eventually. Okay.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I feel like somebody else was there.
See, and Deanna says, if you go to the original Malachi vignettes, it tells the story. I can see Buddy Matthews and Brody King for the tag team division, and Black can go for the AEW championship. So what would you do with that pairing, Derek? Derek's more of the darker soul of us, just so you know. I enjoy happiness in life. And
I enjoy it too, but need a little darkness in there every now and then. Darkness, everybody.
Charlie Murphy. So
rest in peace, bro.
Yes. I met him. He was a good dude. What did you think of what? How would you pair these three off? Like, what do you do? I know you're gonna say no to trios matches, but do you make a tag team out of two of them? Do you mix up the teams consistently? Are they all singles wrestlers? What do you think?
Honestly, bro, the way I'm looking at it, I was gonna say you take Brody and Buddy and make them a team, but I feel Buddy doesn't hold that darkness that they hold.
And maybe that'll change next week. Maybe it's a slow process.
Like looking at the surface of it right now, I would probably keep Brody and Malachi together and have Buddy go for a singles title. Just because it was like, okay, so you look at the Wyatts, right? Yeah, Bray Wyatt. And then you had
Harper and Rowan.
Yeah, you had Harper and Rowan who were the tag team, but I felt like it should have been Bray and Harper.
You just hate that Rowan, right?
No, I like Rowan. I like Rowan.
Rowan fits as the character of them. See, with this, I think you're right, though. I think you could do Buddy seems like the reluctant one to to all of this, but maybe you could have Brody with him as the muscle, and he's kind of like, listen, this is what we have to do.
Right.
Because eventually, Buddy Matthews is going to put on bangers. I want Buddy Matthews versus Kenny Omega. I need Buddy Matthews versus Kenny Omega.
That's going
to be dope. And I have to put this over real quick for the pro wrestling shoot. He said, anyone watch Malachi versus Davey Richards at Prestige Wrestling Roseland 2 this past Sunday? He was there. They provided some coverage for it. I know they're going to have some videos up eventually for it. Straight banger. Absolutely. Prestige Wrestling's doing some great stuff on the West Coast. If you guys are out there, highly recommend you go to one of their shows. Was really good. And what's his name? Wrestling with Regret. Brian Zane. He actually had a great show going on at the same time that Casey attended. He was telling me that. So lots of good wrestling on the West Coast. We got some good stuff here, too, on the East Coast, though. Lots to get into.
That we do.
Deanna said even Buddy's promo tells part of the story. Bro, I want Ali versus Black in AEW Light versus Dark. Book it, Tony. That would be fire if he ever gets out of his contract. Hopefully Penta, Buddy, or manager doesn't dress like a nun again. Whoa, getting in here. Azan says, breaking news, major news. Azan, put it out here, bro. I'm going to have Derek fact check it, though. Don't be putting no BS in the chat now. You got us all on the fishing reel. Hold on. Jesus is sending messages. You guys can't be doing this when we're live. We're live, pal. You can't just do this. Let me see here. Jesus sent a picture. Really, Jesus? While I'm on air, you see this, Derek? This filth. You're done. You're done. I can't even repeat what it says, folks. That's how bad it is. That's how bad it is. You filthy, filthy animal. Monster. Yeah, you filthy animal. All right. So people are sending a link. Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think that's something we all knew. You can see it right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming. It's part of the story. We'll get into that in a little bit, Azan. But I would believe it when it comes down to it. Thank you for not posting it in the chat, though. The news involves someone's brother has been teasing that they might be coming to AEW. I think it's pretty obvious who it may be. I won't say too much else. Jesus is laughing and Matt Lopez is laughing. Do not laugh at Jesus' shenanigans. Very inappropriate is all I will say.
As the young kids would say, totally inappropriate.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Weird. Weird, man. So, getting back into this, let's get into another piece that I love. And by the way, Buddy Matthews, don't curb stomp people on the chairs.
That was dope, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Facts. This is something that I loved. As a dude who loves hip-hop from the streets, I relate to Eddie Kingston a lot.
Absolutely.
And then you got Chris Jericho, one of the best wrestlers of all time, if you love pro wrestling. Jericho's the man.
Never been injured.
Facts. Not major, at least.
Major, yes.
He did bust his arm one time with Cornette doing the shoot star press. What the hell are you doing moves for? You don't know how to do, Chris. I wanted to try a shooting star press. I did it in the pool. Like, what the hell? So we had Eddie Kingston and Chris Jericho cutting a promo against each other. This was the two different sides going at it, Derek. Yes. This was the hip-hop dude versus the rock and roll dude.
Right.
This was these two guys just talking their mess. Jericho did a really good job like bringing this up a level, and Kingston brought the realness. It meshed. It worked.
Yes.
I really liked this. I had goosebumps during this promo, too. Like, Derek laughs, that's how I know if it's a good promo. If I'm like, ooh, that's good. That's some good shit right there.
Yeah. He's the only guy I know that will listen to a promo and you can tell that he's into that promo. Everybody else, you know, like, I'm not saying that people aren't into promos, but he's that type of person who enjoys the continuity of having a storyline and having it mean something. I enjoy it too. So when you have something like this, two people like this that can bring in the emotion and the layers of where you need to be to make this a better match, to make this a better story, how could you not enjoy it?
Dude, the basic gist of the promo was Chris Jericho is telling Kingston that he's afraid of success, and that's why he's never made it to the big time. And Eddie Kingston says, no, I'm the dude who keeps it real. The promoter will tell me to do something. I don't cut people's legs from under them like some of your favorites do while they get backstage and talk to the boss, which is true. It's part of pro wrestling. And I'm not trying to get myself or my friends ahead. I'm here to be real. Put me out there, and I'll prove to you that I'm the best. Kingston has talked his way into all of our hearts. He is someone who I think could be AEW world champion one day just on promo game alone. I'm not saying he'd be the champ forever. I'm not even saying maybe he will be. Who knows? But Kingston puts himself in the right shape, gets himself in that right mind frame. He could be AEW champion, and I would be proud to have him as the AEW champion.
Absolutely.
Eddie Kingston cut this great promo about how Chris Jericho is not like him, but then Jericho started talking about your uncle was a failure. Your dad was a failure. And Kingston even did the, yo, don't go there, dog. Don't go there. And they really got into it. And they didn't fight yet. They didn't fight yet. But the match is on for Revolution. Jericho, Kingston. And I'm looking forward to that. And Kingston's best line was, don't give me the Chris Jericho from the Mimosa match. Don't give me the Chris Jericho from who got pushed off the cage by MJF. Give me the Chris Jericho from War. Give me the Chris Jericho who won the AEW championship. And I was like, oh, shit. He yeah. knows that what we know. And I love it. It's real. It's, oh, my God, dude. It just, it grabs and hooks into you. And you're like, yes, I love this.
Listen, if you guys ever sat down with us when we talked storylines, bro, we talked storylines and we made some actual really good storylines. And all kinds of booking, all kinds of different programs. This one, it's beautiful.
It writes itself, bro. It's a simple story to tell. Simple, easy, and it works. KC comes in and asks, why wasn't David Otunga WWE champion? You seen this man? No offense. I like David Otunga. I like him on I Love New York, but nah, bro. Not WWE champ. I don't think he was ready for that. He could be like the sidekick guy, though, the manager for somebody.
Yes.
Matt Lopez says, Kingston was funny. Jericho shooting straight. This needs to be a straight-up street fight. Maybe they'll add to that. I don't know. There's a lot of gimmick matches right now on the pay-per-view, but that's what pay-per-views are for, though, too.
Right.
Well, now we had the old Eddie Kingston back from those TNA days and now on AEW. Okay. I love a good story. I could pick apart the details. Yes, me too. I'm the same way. Eddie should be AEW champion for like 4 to 6 months.
I'm good with that.
Kingston is winning this match. I'm calling it. Chucky said, we can't repeat that, Chuckaroo. Come on. you got to do better with keeping up with things. All right? There's no lost and found here at EPW. Jericho did his thing tonight on the mic. He did. Jericho's in good shape. For all those people who body shame Chris Jericho, I want to see some compliments right now for all the work he's put in. He needed that time off.
He did.
Terrible. Jennifer Hudson's ex as WWE champion. Why y'all do this to these guys, man? Still waiting for the stories to get us hyped for the women. There's a story here. And
oh, yeah.
I think the Britt Baker Thunder Rosa story has been told. I want them to add something to it for the match, though.
Yeah.
And I think it's coming eventually.
But I will say Britt and Thunder Rosa, their storyline has been the best storyline for the women.
Facts.
Best.
Jesus said, look at the message I sent you. Jesus, you're on mute right now as far as messages go. That last message was very inappropriate. I thought there was going to be some cool announcement in there, and then it's something very inappropriately said. Yeah, you're done. You're done. Oh, sorry. No, he actually sent a real thing. I did see that as well. I did see that rumor as well. I'm kind of waiting for it to come true, but I'm always down with the hit row. You know that's family over here, man. Love Swerve City Podcast. That's all I'll say. We're getting a contract signing segment on Rampage to build it up more. Yeah, I do. So I think they're going to get the cage match or something, Derek. Oh, yeah. They need it. They deserve it.
They do. And it's going to – dare I say that it may steal the show again?
They could. And speaking of who we were talking about before – let's get into the AHFO promo. I don't know why everyone has to say it like that. It's crazy.
Too long. It's a long name.
Yeah. AHFO just doesn't flow off the tongue. Matt Hardy makes a challenge with Andrade and Isaiah Cassidy, who Andrade helped get a victory recently on, I think it was Dark or Dark Elevation. And he says, I want a trios match, a tornado trios match. They're all going to be in the ring. Derek's going to love it. It's going to be great.
That's going to be sloppy.
Sting, Darby Allin, and Sammy Guevara.
Spanish gold.
That's right. They're all going to be going in there ready for war. This should be good.
It's going to be sloppy, bro. I know it.
Stop hating, bro.
I know it's going to be sloppy, bro.
Yeah, Deanna says the two women could steal it all. Like I said, that could possibly also be the main event of the pay-per-view. I would not be mad at it if you gave them the steel cage match as the main event.
Not at all. Give it all.
Derek has to be happy we're getting a trios match next week and at the pay-per-view. Yes.
I'm sick. I need my Pepto real quick.
Not too much now. Right. Not too much of the pink. That was not even supposed to happen, I swear, that time. Our next match, Derek. Let's get into this. The face of the Revolution ladder match here, and I don't know why my phone, Bixby, I did not ask you to do that. We had Ricky Starks, the FTW champion, versus the Dark Order's 10. Derek, we think of 10, man. 10 got something. Ricky, hold on, I gotta get her graphic for her. She knows. There it is.
I like 10.
Yeah, 10's good, man.
I definitely feel like he should be he should get a little bit more burn. I definitely feel like that. He should get a little bit more burn. But I also do feel like it may be time for him to venture out on his own.
Yeah, the Dark Order is in a very delicate place because you don't want to break them up because that's what saves a lot of them. Yes. from like saying like, well, what do you do? But then it's weird tonight. Trios match, Heartbreak Kid Tokyo throws up the middle fingers at it. 10 is the star of Use Right. Is the number 10 heading for a turn? Because he seems more aggressive lately. That or he got into Elmo's bag. I don't know. One of the two. I got a question. Dream booking of WWE versus AEW. What matches would be the top matches? Malik, save that for the end and we will get into that. Remind me at the end and I'll answer that for you.
Ooh.
Hold on, don't answer yet. I told him save it for the end.
Are we including?
Oh, it's there's no limits. He didn't put limits on it.
All right.
So, face of the Revolution qualifier, Ricky Starks 10. This was a pretty decent match. It went through a commercial break for about a big chunk of it, but Ricky Starks gets the victory when he tries to pull 10's mask off and hits him with a vicious spear. It looked good.
Spear. It was definitely a good
spear. It reminds me of Edge's spear back in the day. Like,
it did.
Edge is smaller, and it's like he I don't know how to put it, like he kind of tucks himself in to give the shoulder, but it looks like, whoa, he threw his whole body at him. That looked good. But Roman does it like Goldberg. It's weird. Like, people have, like, the version of the spear that they do.
Yes. Actually, you know, like, Ricky Starks, his spear was – it actually had a loud punch to it when he did it. Ken probably helped out with that to sell it off a little bit, but nonetheless, it was a great spear from Ricky Starks. Again, you know, it's another way to finish a match without using a finish.
Yeah, it was well done. And now this puts Ricky Starks in the face of the Revolution ladder match, but he's in there with his boy, Powerhouse Hobbs. So we might see some double teaming in that match. Very well done with that. So it should be interesting now that he has been added into the mix with Keith Lee, Powerhouse Hobbs, Ricky Starks. And I feel like I'm forgetting one other person now that's in there. Someone help me out. Come on, chat. I need you because I can't think off the top of my head right now. Dante Martin got eliminated.
Yep.
Isaiah Cassidy got eliminated.
Yep.
Who else is in this match?
Oh, God.
Chat, someone in the chat's going to throw it up. I'm going to answer Ace's question. What are your thoughts on BTE this week? I don't know if Derek caught it. I watched it. BTE was pretty good, I thought. I'll say this lately. BTE's been better than Sammy's vlog. Not gonna lie. Wardlow, thank you. Thank you, yes. J Hub and Matt Lopez. Same time you guys put it.
I think it has been a lot better than what it was. And then not to say it wasn't good at all.
No, you just have downward trends with it. And I think with Sammy's vlog, what's been hurting them lately, Ty Conti and his relationship. It's just too much on there. Just my opinion, side things, but BTE's been better lately. Ryan Nemeth has been really funny, but Sammy's vlog highlight is Captain Sean Dean doing the reviews of the wrestlers' matches. Bro, best part. He'll sit there and he'll play himself and the wrestler. He'll say, "Now, let's watch some tape." And then he'll do the play, and he'll do – I'm just explaining this for Derek because I don't think he watches it. No. And he'll go, "All right, now, here's what you first did wrong. You see, you're over there taunting in the corner. You shouldn't be doing that yet. All right, you need to be getting into the match. Now you're flat on your back with your legs up, just like your mom was last night. What are you doing?" He just starts dogging people, bro. It's great. I'll see if he did one. I think he did one this week. I'll have to pull it up for you so you can see it.
I definitely got to watch
that. Somebody put dream match, WWAW Tony Khan versus Nick Khan. Is it just me, or is there no wrestling move that or hold Excalibur doesn't know the name of? That's his gimmick, I think, at this point. Sean Dean is the best on Sammy's blog. Yes, right now, funny as hell. Thank you guys so much for that. Renee's blog ain't too bad. I haven't seen hers yet. There's a lot of stuff in wrestling, and the main thing we need to be watching is some everything pro wrestling. So Red Dragon and the Bucks get into it about the double cross. Cole's trying to keep the peace, but he's having a hard time holding on to all of this. So they're in a troublesome spot right now. Now, let's get into the TBS championship match. We had Jay Cargill and The Bunny taking on each other. I'm just going to fast forward to the end of this. This was an all right match. And we got to the brass knuck spot. Matt Hardy's trying to get in the ring. Sterling, they're both causing trouble because both of these, everybody in this match is a heel. Right. Hardy's throwing the brass knuckles to The Bunny. Jade gets the belt. Jade's belt blocks the Bunny from using brass knuckles. Bunny goes for a flurry of offense. At one point, I thought if Bunny hit that finisher, Derek was going to be real mad. We're going to see one of Big Show's old finishers used, but Jade Cargill hits her with Jaded, picks up the victory. Jade looks like a star here. 28-0. She asks, "Who's next?" And then we have Ty Conti come out. Ty Conti got a cold reaction. I'm telling you, it's part of that Sammy's vlog stuff I'm talking about. The Sammy, the love, always kissing, hugging. Fans don't want to see that mess, man. They're going to boo that.
Yep, they are.
But she got in Jay's face. Jay gave her a kiss on the forehead. They started beefing. Anna Jay comes out to make the save after a vicious pump kick to Ty Conti. She ate the mat on that.
She definitely did.
Bunny even tried to help too. Well, I don't know what Bunny was doing.
I think she was just mad because
she might remember that street fight where they made her bleed.
Exactly. At bleed like a stuck Irish pig.
Just going in. Someone said this is a Peaches match. He did one on the hockey team. Yeah, I definitely got to see this. Ty and Jay could be good. It'll be a good match. Was hoping for the debut of Ember Moon. Take it easy on the debuts, Jesus. Take it easy. I think Ember could come in, though. Ember or Ty, I can see one of those two. Tay got no reaction, or Ty, excuse me. Yeah, I'm telling you, I think it was just – it's the Sammy vlog stuff.
Yeah, I think it's – I think that's the issue. What did they call it? I mean, it's just – I don't want to say it's overdone, but it's
– overexposed.
Overexposed, yes.
Good point. We get a promo package backstage with – 38-2. Chuckaroo, you got more L's than two now overall in the career. Can't lie. Andy's got you. Andy's got you on a couple. Deanna says she agrees it's the vlog. I think so.
Yeah.
Keith Lee gets interrupted by Hobbs and Starks. It sounds like a cop movie when I read this. And Ricky Starks definitely did jive. Go ahead, Keith Lee, how he talks. But I think that's going to be a really fun match. Hobbs and Lee in the same ring should be two big meaty men slapping meat. I'm sorry, bro. This is the trifecta. It's the trifecta tonight of
the hat trick.
It's Well, we don't want Sean Dean talking about no hat tricks. Apparently, he was crushing hockey players. So really fun, though, building up to that ladder match. We get the announcements for Rampage. Rampage, Orange Cassidy versus Anthony Bowens for a qualifier. Hopefully, I think we see Orange move on in that.
Yep, I think he does move on.
Sammy versus Andrade for the TNT title. I'm with it.
Yes.
I'm with it. I think this is going to lead to the triple threat match with all of them.
Yes.
Going into the next spot, we have the Professor 5-minute challenge with Serena Deeb. She's going to beat that ass. Next week, we got the AEW Dynamite Tag Team Battle Royal. Trios match, Adam Hangman Page, Silver and Reynolds versus Adam Cole and Red Dragon. That should be fun.
That'd be good.
We got the announcement that B-Boy Skyline referred to earlier about Las Vegas is getting Dynamite, Rampage, and Double or Nothing. A lot of wrestling that week. Should be fun, though. And I believe it's a live Rampage, too, so that should make things even better.
Oh, yeah. That'll be excellent.
Should be good here. Keith Lee does sound like a Bad Boys for Life movie, just saying. Hobbs and Starks roll up.
Right.
What are you kids doing out here? Really fun, though. And the main event for tonight, added at the last minute, Buffalo's own Daniel Garcia versus Bryan Danielson. I've got no words for this, boys. It was a technical masterpiece. For the ladies in the chat, it was dudes locking up and wrestling. It was great. It was what you want out of pro wrestling.
Greco-Roman wrestling.
JR was happy to see that Greco-Roman knuckle lock. He was into that shit.
Old-fashioned Greco-Knuckle-Roman lock.
Help me from WWE. How can I help you help me? This match was a banger. I did like this, too. If you like pro wrestling, you're going to love this match. There were some stiff kicks in this. There was some stiff wrestling, and it just worked, dude. It was a fine technical match.
It worked.
Bryan Danielson gets the win with the triangle submission with the flex as he does it. That's his new thing. So he is taking out Lee Moriarty and Daniel Garcia with this. I like it.
Time to open up the doors after a certain match.
Yep. Matt Lopez says amazing match, and I thought this was great. 2.0 show up, though. Because they want a taste, and they were ready to fight, and they start beating on Danielson, and Moxley comes out for the save. Wow, dang! Did it feel a little bit better tonight? I liked it. Derek's hating, bro.
I can't get behind that, bro. I can't.
You make my heart.
It reminds me too much of Major League.
This is true. This is true. It's a great song, though.
It is a great song. It's an excellent song. It's a top 10. To me,
Moxley cleared house, bro. He beat ass quick. He dumped 2.0 out the ring, dropped Garcia on his noggin, bro. Remember when he was doing it badly towards the end? We were like, man, why is he doing it like that? Not anymore. This man was back. He was like, on your dome, you go, right. And out you go.
Right. Thankfully, he didn't catch the Darby Allin.
Nah, bro. The ghost of Darby Allin is real. Shout out to Sick. He coined that term in our chat. Go back and watch our old Dynamite reviews. The first match with Moxley and Allen. Danielson confirms that he wants a match now with Moxley at Revolution. And he said, I may not be the one bleeding. It may be you, but we're going to have a match at Revolution. And people went crazy for it.
Yes.
I like this.
There are so many opportunities here to sell out and show out.
Chat. Put your ratings in. That's the end of the show after this. Someone said Ricochet needs help in WWE. Bro, I've been saying it.
He does. He needs better.
Yeah, he's better than what he's allowed to show. And I feel like they've beaten his conscience down so badly. That's how he's been having those botches and stuff. Somebody help that man.
Help him, Ali.
Ali just needs his paperwork, bro. I don't know why he can't get released. Match of the night for me, Jesus says. Danielson and Garcia was great. Danielson versus Moxley submission match. That'd be fire. Danielson versus Mox is going to be a bloodbath. Facts.
It will be.
Ace throws up the thumbs up for the show. 8 out of 10 from Deanna. Chucky, are you playing with our minds, playing as Elmo and Help Me from WWE? Ricochet in New Japan was different. Very different. Him and Will Ospreay, money. Send Cesaro. Jesus said thumbs up. Matt Lopez put hashtag free Ali. Hopefully WWE on Fox doesn't block us for saying that. Jocelyn said 9 out of 10. That's a good rating from Jocelyn.
It is.
It was the Penta, I'm telling you. Pentagon Dark, man. Let's go back to some of those other questions that we had earlier. Where was it? Malik Murray, here it is. Dream booking, Derek. WWE versus AEW WrestleMania card. Give me some of your matches.
All right.
They're like, Derek, I need the highest pay-per-view buy rate we can do today. What are you giving me? You got both rosters available to you.
Okay. Your highest paid. All right, so I'm going to say.
Chad said 8 out of 10 tonight, 10 out of 10 for us. I appreciate it. Justin said the last few weeks were rough. I hear you on that.
Damn, bro.
I'm gonna go Kenny Omega Roman Reigns is a match I've always wanted to see.
I was thinking that.
I don't even know what else we could do here. Give me the Usos versus the Young Bucks as a match.
Okay, yeah. No, bro.
What? New Day better?
Yes.
But if you do the New Day, I feel like you have to do the Elite versus the New Day. You know what? Super Click versus the New Day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Usos versus FTR. Sorry, consolation prize.
Okay, yep. Okay.
We'll put that in there. Actually, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, that might
you know be. What? And we've seen that match. Let's do Red Dragon versus the Usos.
Yeah, because if you do FTR, bro, that's like old school wiping ass.
Yeah. Give FTR RK Bro. Boom.
Okay.
You can do that for today.
Yes.
We're doing a lot of tag team matches here.
Women's match.
You know what? Nakamura versus who would be a good middle of the card person?
Sammy Guevara.
Sammy Guevara, Nakamura be banger. Sami Zayn. I don't know why I want to see Malakai Black just knock his block off.
but Malakai is on a top tier.
All right.
So you would do Sammy. Not no disrespect to Sammy.
Someone's about to get kicked out. Who put Kenny Omega versus Omos? Who did that? That sounds like a teacher. Moxley versus Seth Rollins in a street fight.
Yes.
Money. Yep. John Moxley versus Roman, someone said. Rob said Keith Lee versus Brock. Yes.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Connor, when are you doing that Elimination Chamber review? Not doing it.
There we go. As much as I don't like this,
we can't say that word. That's offensive.
Saying, I don't like
Derek. Will be suspended for 2 weeks.
That's fine. I don't like Charlotte at all.
But
I will say Charlotte and DMD.
I'll raise you one. I will do Thunder Rosa versus Sasha Banks.
Ooh.
That I think would be a little fire. Okay.
Sheeta.
Okay.
And you already know who I'm about to say.
Rhea Ripley.
Nah, that would be nice though.
Bianca Belair.
No. Asuka.
Ooh. Okay.
Asuka. That would be.
Cool. Someone said Sasha versus Sheeta. Jade versus Becky Lynch could. I don't know. That might be a little clunky.
Yeah. No. Jade versus Bianca.
No, I think Jade versus Rhea would be good too.
Oh yeah,
both similar size, power.
Yep,
that'd be dope. Walter versus Wardlow.
Ooh.
Yo, we may have to make these matches happen.
You know what, bro? We got one of these days. We just gonna do just dream matches. AEW,
WWE. I have to play in the AEW game. Hopefully, this new WWE 2K22 isn't too bad. Miz versus MJF. Yes. Sammy Guevara versus Seth freaking Rollins. Naomi versus Red Velvet. Brock versus Wardlow. Nakamura, Daniel Garcia. Look at you guys are going in. Cody versus Randy Orton. Hold on, Cody. Cody ain't it. We don't know where Cody is. Cody don't count. That's not for you, Cody. That's for the Stinger. That's for Luga. We can't have that. Sting and Taker?
Sting and Taker?
Retirement match. They both retire after?
Yeah.
Both be done after that. Bianca versus Nyla Rose, that could be good. Big E versus Hobbs. Ooh. Y'all really sacrificing Wardlow to Walter? You mean Gunther?
Yo, he's Walter. I'm not calling that name Gunther. I'm sorry.
AJ versus Daniel Garcia. Jocelyn, good pick. Wardlow versus Riddle. You guys are coming up with some good matches, man. Carmelo Hayes versus anybody. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Carmelo Hayes versus Max Caster. You've seen them. They got to do a little beef on Twitter.
There you go. Who else would be good? Bro.
We didn't give Kevin Owens a match even. He would need a good match too, I think.
He would. I don't know.
That's where Cody probably could have fit in. Yeah. But I don't know. I'd have to think. I might even have to find something for Dustin to do. Hobbs versus Walt. Who said Stone Cold Arn Anderson? Hey, Zeus, you know what happened last time that happened? Look up the Raw clip backstage where Flair was in the ring.
It's so hot.
Top Flight versus MSK would be money. That'd be good. Kevin Owens, Kenny Omega.
Wait a minute. You could bring him up and do Wardlow versus Bron Breakker.
I like that. That's another similar statue. That'd be good. Carmella versus Anna Jay.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Anna Jay and Ty Conti versus who is it? Carmella and Zelina Vega.
Oh, bro. Dolph.
No.
Wait, bro. Dolph Ziggler. Rey Fénix.
Yeah, maybe. If Dolph's in his prime and he wants to work and not job out. Dude, I hate how they treat Dolph, bro.
Bro, I'm saying, like, if you give him...
Street Profits Private Party, Jungle Boy, Dominic Mysterio, Chucky versus Ray. Come on, Chuck.
I respect
you. I hope you mean Chuck Taylor. Riddle Danielson, Rob's just yelling no. No, Dolph Ziggler. He here to show the world,
bro. If you give him a reason to want to wrestle, because I don't think he has a reason to wrestle right now.
Somebody's in NXT.
That's why he ain't got no reason.
Oh, someone said Hook versus Dom. I like that. That'd be a good fair matchup.
That would not be fair, bro.
What you think, Dominic getting crushed?
He getting crushed. As much as I don't like
Red Rum, Red Rum.
As much as I don't like Hook, bro, he getting. Rush.
Randy versus Hangman Page. Yeah, Hangman Page would need a good match. Hangman Page and Kevin Owens would be good, I think.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know why, Derek. I thought you were just going to poke my eye out when you pointed at my face. Listen, chat. We'll be in here all night. Dolph versus his brother.
Nah, that'll be garbage.
Jesse's worst nightmare. What the hell? Penelope Ford. Yeah, we'd have to book Penelope and something. Penelope and Dana Brooke, 24/7 title match. I'm pushing it. Baron Black versus Reggie. He gets his first dub in AEW instead of losing on Dark. I don't know. You guys came up with some really good matches. I like this. Ciampa versus Black. Ooh, that'd be good to see again. Somebody said Hook versus Stone Cold. Hook taking the L, baby, on that one. I saw what he did to his pops. Bailey. We didn't give Bailey a match. Bailey? Penelope Ford and Bailey. Yeah.
I wouldn't do Penelope. I would probably do Bailey. Honestly,
Serena Deeb maybe in Bailey.
Yes,
that'd be a good match. Yeah. I think. Fuego versus Reggie. Yes, yes. And Fuego's going over.
Yeah.
Tornado. Guys, this was a fun chat tonight. I don't know what it was. It was a different energy tonight, and I love it, man. Listen, tell your friends, tell someone, go subscribe to Everything Pro Wrestling. After this, if you need some music or something to calm you down, put on our video from yesterday talking about AEW video games and get in the comment section and let us know what you want to see in the games. I did see someone happen to retweet it who was very important to the project. Checked it out a little bit. So I haven't talked to the person to see if they actually watched it or if they were just showing support, but you may want to put something in there. Maybe they're reading it. Who knows?
Oh, that last one, Brock Anderson.
Brock Anderson's gone, bro. He's getting launched.
I respect it, though.
Think this will be the rivalry Kenny Omega comes back to. I think Kenny Omega's coming back to help the Bucks out once Cole reveals his plan that he's a dirtbag and he's going to team up. Danhausen versus Cameron Grimes to the moon. I love it.
I like that.
I like that. Yeah, you guys got a lot of good matches, man. Fun. And please do something with Ricochet. Please. That's what started all this for me. That's probably what got us t- tight.
Oh, Ricochet and Darby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hopefully nothing bad happens because those two are crazy.
Right.
But listen, man, we're going to end this podcast here. Check out some of our past streams. Subscribe. And this week, make it a goal to tell one person to come over, check everything pro wrestling out, and give us a subscribe if they haven't already. Thank you guys so much for joining myself, the man they call Derek. I think that's going to be your name from now. We're just going to be like the man they call Derek. And we are out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. We will catch you guys next week when we will be back to talk more Dynamite and AEW Revolution as we build to the pay-per-view. We are out. One.
Everyday pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes, by the fans, for the fans. Not many in this can understand. This the podcast to show you who I am. Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans. For the fans. Not many whose head can understand. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes.